Radio Rockland.
The following program is furnished by its producer, host, and sponsors.
Thanks for tuning in. We are live in the studios, and you're listening to Health in 30 on WRCR AM 1300 Radio Rockland, and it's streaming live online at WRCR.com. I'm your host, registered nurse Barbara Ficarra. Health in 30 brings you 30 minutes of the latest health and medical news and information with leading guest health and medical experts. Today, we'll be talking with Dr. John LaPuma, Chef MD, author, and host of Lifetime's What's Cooking with Chef MD. Dr. LaPuma is the medical director for the Santa Barbara Institute for Medical Nutrition and Healthy Weight and practices internal medicine using the Chef MD concept to motivate his patients. Dr. LaPuma is the author of Chef MD's Big Book of Culinary Medicine, A Food Lover's Roadmap to Losing Weight, Preventing Disease, and Getting Really Healthy. Now joining us is Dr. LaPuma. Hi, Dr. LaPuma.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. LaPuma, you use the Chef MD's concept to motivate your patients. What is the Chef MD's concept?
Chef MD is an easy new approach to choosing great food that makes you feel and actually become healthier. And the idea is this easy new approach. I question, what do you eat for that? What do you eat for acne? What do you eat for arthritis? What do you eat for heart disease? What do you eat for high cholesterol? And we teach people how to take more control in their lives just with what they eat.
How did you decide to combine your love for food and your culinary skills with medicine? Because you are a trained chef and you are a medical doctor. How did you decide to combine those two together?
Well, mostly I love to eat, Barbara. And it was really convenient. And I actually was 35 pounds overweight about 15 years ago, and I needed to make a healthy diet taste good, both for myself and my patients. I was tired of just giving them pamphlets and not really knowing what was in it or what the dietitian would say. So I went to cooking school to learn how to make a healthy diet taste good and worked in a great restaurant and wrote the Real Age books, The Real Age Diet with Mike Roizen and Cooking the Real Age Way with Mike as well. And now have formed this group called Chef MD with partners who believe, as I do, that it's really time for healthy food to taste restaurant quality and be just as delicious as you hoped and dreamed.
For the listeners out there who want to make a healthy change, they want to start eating really, really healthy, but they don't know how to start that. It could be a little bit overwhelming. What would their first step be that they can really get on this path? What should they do?
Most people do make eating right a lot harder than it has to be, and small changes turn out to make a huge difference. And what we try to do is tell people, look, if you do something a little better today than you did yesterday, if you have, for example, 12 almonds before a meal instead of the same number of tortilla chips, not only are you getting something healthy in the almonds, but you're making your arteries more flexible. You're reducing how fast your blood sugar rises before that meal. You're cutting out the trans and saturated fats that are often in those tortilla chips. And if you have lightly toasted almonds, maybe with a little bit of black pepper or curry, you actually are getting additional flavor too. So it can be as simple as, for example, using guacamole instead of sour cream, avoiding the saturated fat and the antibiotic residues in traditional and conventional sour cream, and instead getting the unsaturated fat of avocado and the beautiful phytosterols within it as well.
I think you do that beautifully, actually, in the book where you point out little tidbits of information, and you actually call them little bites, because that is so helpful. It's really easy to read, actually, first of all. But, for instance, you say beans that have a lot of antioxidants, the darker ones have more than the lighter beans. The average person probably doesn't know that, but when you see it there, right in the book, utilized from your expertise, it makes good sense, and that's good information to have. Actually, too, the same with avocados. I had no idea that Florida avocados have less fat than California avocados. Now, why is that?
They're a different variety and species generally, and they have more water content. They have a little fewer calories, but also a little less flavor. Of course, I live in California, so I'm biased, but avocados, no matter where you find them, are delicious.
Right. Also, you point out, which I didn't know this either, that romaine lettuce, the outside of the leaves have more flavonoids than the inside. I always throw those outside leaves out. I didn't realize that.
No,
I guess that's where all I'm thinking I'm buying this lettuce and you just take the outer leaves out and then just wash the inside, but it's the outer leaves that are most important then.
And they're a little more chewy, but you know what? Going through them, having to chew them, it reminds you that you're eating something, and actually that adds to one of the principles in the book, satiety, or feeling full and fully satisfied with what you eat, and suppressing hunger. And chewing, surprisingly, also releases and maximizes something called bioavailability, the chemical isothiocyanate in cruciferous vegetables like kale and Swiss chard and cabbage. Chewing or slicing kale or Swiss chard or cabbage actually increases how much of the cancer-fighting chemical in those dark outer leaves of kale and Swiss chard and cabbage you can absorb. Just the act of chopping, just the act of chewing, you absorb some of the cancer-fighting chemicals in dark cruciferous vegetables like those I just mentioned.
Wow. And even black olives have a higher concentration of flavonoids than green olives. I had no idea. I mean, that's all good information to know, because that really is helpful in choosing really healthy foods.
Sure.
And you just mentioned bioavailability. I took that little quiz, by the way, in the front of the book.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to take it. I'm thinking, what if I get them all wrong? That won't make me look like I have any nutritional knowledge. But I actually only got one wrong. And I'm surprised, though. And the one I got wrong was about which has more nutrients, I think, cooked vegetables or raw vegetables. And I said raw. I thought that would have been better, but it's cooked. How come that is?
It actually depends on the vegetable, interestingly.
Okay.
It's cooked carrots actually have more fiber than raw carrots. Cooked corn actually has a little more vitamin C than raw corn. It actually depends on the vegetable. So you were probably half right and probably all right. But that eating right really can be life-changing, and the right food for you depends on not only your genes, but also your environment and how much control you actually have. People have much more control than they think. 70% of heart disease is preventable. 80% of cancer, preventable. So eating right really can be life-changing. And with the free, healthy, easy, quick recipes that we offer at ChefMD.com, and everybody listening should sign up on ChefMD.com to get an easy, quick recipe emailed to you every week that I do usually on Lifetime on Sunday mornings. And we send it out the following week, and you get a photo and tips, and it's we really just want people to eat right and to lose pounds, not flavored.
Right. And by the way, ChefMD.com, that's a beautiful website. Do you think I can get one like that, by the way? It's really a great site. You have your video blogging, and you have a ton of information on there, so it is really a great site for the listeners out there if they want to check it out. Go through some of the different illnesses that you came up with recipes for. You know, what to eat, what you should eat and what you should not eat for. Say if you have allergies. We could go through a couple of them if that's okay. Maybe.
Sure.
How about allergies?
Well, allergies are easy because there are only eight foods to which people are truly allergic. Most people have what are thought of as food sensitivities, but the allergy really is a huge reaction to these eight staple foods. But if you have allergies and you want to avoid those foods, they're obviously ones that are ones that you already know about, that you have a doctor inside that tells you, I'm allergic to seafood, I'm allergic to eggs. I'm allergic to nuts or peanuts or any of the common big food allergens. But if you want to, for example, have more yogurt in your diet, the lactic acid bacteria in yogurt that makes it slightly sour, or kefir, which is a liquid kind of yogurt drink that's just delicious in smoothies, has actually been shown to lower the risk of allergies in high school students who eat these foods rich in healthy bacteria. And it's because the probiotics, or the healthy bacteria in natural yogurt, stimulate your gut immune system, so you have a better chance of fighting those allergies.
And it's yogurt, and what was the other one you mentioned, kefir?
Kefir, yeah. Oh. There's a terrific group nationally called Lifeway that makes kefir. You can find it refrigerated in the dairy section.
What is that? Is it a type of yogurt, or what is that?
Kind of a type of yogurt.
Oh, okay.
It's a fermented milk.
Oh, okay.
Sounds yucky, but it's not. It's just, it drinks like a liquid yogurt. It has a little bit of extra tartness to it. Mm-hmm. It's made slightly differently than yogurt. It's not curdled the same way, and additional grains are added so that it is fermented differently. But it has first of all, it's great in smoothies because it makes them so smooth. And secondly, it's got a much, I think, better depth than a lot of yogurt. But if you can't find kefir, yogurt, particularly low-fat strawberry yogurt, is very rich in probiotics, these healthy bacteria that are so important in digestion and what we're talking about now, food allergies.
And how do you spell that? It's
kefir is spelled K-E-F-I-R. And we have some recipes on our website for a strawberry pomegranate blender blaster that's in the book that uses kefir as well.
Oh, okay. I'll go. And pomegranate, that's really healthy for you, right?
You bet. Rich in antioxidants and I think underappreciated and really something that is a terrific use of a fruit that, of course, people have a hard time peeling and eating fresh. And that just points out really that no diet will work if the food is a prison sentence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to break out. This food is restaurant quality, and it's remarkably delicious. I developed these recipes with Karen Levin, my recipe developer from the Real Age books, and with Chef MD, and with the segment on Lifetime. Mm-hmm. And Karen and I together, neither of us is great apart, but together we're worth 10, you know, and it's just,
yeah.
We have this tremendous butternut barley risotto with goat cheese and toasted almonds. We have it's a remarkable cedar planked roast salmon with candied ginger and berry salsa. We have a cioppino, that beautiful Italian, you know this, Barbara, beautiful Italian seafood stew made famous in San Francisco. It used to be a fisherman's stew because you'd throw in it anything that you couldn't sell that day. But this is rich in good, hearty tomatoes and great chilies, and oh my God, I wish I had some now.
Do you make house calls with your deliveries of this good food? Actually, though, too, the recipes are really simple, which, I mean, you're combining all really healthy ingredients and making it really simple, though, for people to cook themselves.
Most recipes take 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, you know? That's great, because, I mean, that's, everyone's pressed for time so much today, but
no trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup in anything. And we had to throw out a lot of recipes because we wanted to use some convenience products that everybody has. You'd be surprised how much high fructose corn syrup there is in over-the-counter products.
Yeah, that's always been a big contention of mine, actually. I mean, that's in a ton of stuff. And I know, that's like a whole other show in itself, that whole high fructose corn syrup topic. But, yeah, people really need to read the ingredients when they shop and make sure some of these ingredients aren't in there. Because they're in common things that you wouldn't even think of.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
In doing the research for this book, I found, we went through 3,000 studies of food as how it affects people with particular medical conditions or at risk for particular medical conditions or who want to prevent particular medical conditions. And we found some remarkable things. Did you know that if you bake a pizza at 450 for 7 minutes, instead of 350 for 14 minutes, you actually double the bioavailability, the body readiness of the antioxidants in the crust?
Yeah, that's something. That's Yeah, that's all those little bit of tidbits of information that you supply. That's really interesting how that is. Now, why is that, though? Why is it? What's the science behind that?
I don't think the mechanism is known. Except that as you increase heat, cooking in general, as well as amount of antioxidant and your own genetics and metabolism, cooking and metabolism and genetics and absorption and foods that are added with other foods all change bioavailability. Mm-hmm. Today, in fact, I found a piece that indicated that the lycopene, or the powerful anti-prostate cancer and anti-heart disease phytonutrient in tomatoes and watermelon and guava that makes those foods red or pink, the lycopene in tangerine tomatoes is 2.5 times more bioavailable, more body ready, more easily absorbed than that in red tomatoes. And of course, if you cook either kind of tomato with a little bit of healthy fat, like an olive oil, you get 4 times as much. And the reason for that is twofold. First, if you're cooking tomatoes, you're breaking down the diamond-shaped lycopene right underneath the skin in the tomato, mm-hmm. so that the diamond shape becomes more like stick figures and you're able to absorb it. And then second, that lycopene, the anti-cancer, anti-heart disease chemical, is fat soluble. It only dissolves, essentially, in with a little bit of fat. So that's a good reason to have a marinara with olive oil and not just have a fat-free marinara, which, of course, not be as good either in flavor or, in this case, in nutrition.
Right. I just want to let the listeners know, if they want to call in with a question, the number is 845-624-1300, and we're talking with Dr. John LaPuma, Chef MD, host of Lifetime's What's Cooking with Chef MD, and author of Chef MD's Big Book of Culinary Medicine, A Food Lover's Roadmap to Losing Weight, Preventing Disease, and Getting Really Healthy. Dr. LaPuma practices internal medicine, and he's the medical director for the Santa Barbara Institute for Medical Nutrition and Healthy Weight. And Dr. LaPuma combines his love of food and culinary skills with medicine. Call with any questions, 845-624-1300. Dr. LaPuma, what do you think the biggest challenge is for people that want to lose weight and eat really healthy? What's the biggest challenge that they face?
I think the biggest challenge is consistency. I think everybody knows, more and more people know what they ought to be eating. They make good efforts during the day and often during the week. On the weekend, though, a lot of us kind of say, well, that was the week. I need a reward. I'm just going to absorb whatever foods and booze come my way. Mm-hmm. And a consistency is very hard to maintain. But I've found that as long as you're doing your best, that's what counts. Not about being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Developing better habits. You know, successful people do develop better habits, and people can change. People can develop better habits, and it's just a matter of practicing. So as long as you're doing your best, that's what counts.
Right. So it's okay then in the beginning if they're starting out, say, 5 days a week, and then on the weekend they kind of go off a little bit, but as long as they realize that and then maybe they'll get on track all 7 days a week? I mean, it's okay then, really, for not to be so strict in the beginning, because that might turn someone off. Is that right, do you think? Or
absolutely, that's right.
Okay.
I think people are tired of having other people shake their finger at them. That's bad, don't do that. I mean, that doesn't help anybody. I think what we need to hear more of are foods that can help us instead of that are bad for us. I mean, most people know that eating at fast food places is not going to do their arteries or their immune system or their brain any good. What they need is a good alternative.
Right, right. And the recipes that you have, you have a menu actually planned out too daily, which makes it easy sometimes when people see things in writing, they can just follow along instead of them coming up with the recipes on their own. That's kind of a hard thing, but this is all even planned out too, which kind of makes it nice.
Thank you. I created 50 recipes for this, There are also 50 foods we highlight. There's 14 days of menu plans, with each of those days' meals being less than 10 minutes each, so that if you don't have a lot of time, and very few people do these days, you can use the ChefMD approach to lose pounds, not flavor, to try to lower your cholesterol or reduce your arthritis pain, or just get healthier than you've ever been, and I think had better flavor than you've ever dreamed of. I think these recipes are some of the best I know, and they help you make your life easier and more successful just with what you eat.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite recipes? If you had to choose, say, two of them, what would they be?
You know how excited I got about that Chapino a little bit ago.
Right, okay. Well, that one doesn't count. You already mentioned that. Two other ones, if you had to choose.
Well, in deference to our mutual backgrounds, the Sicilian pasta with Swiss chard, goat cheese, and basil, I think, is just a knockout. It's a lusty, rich dish that combines both greens and the tang of goat cheese with a bite of pasta. Did you know that if you undercook pasta slightly so that it truly is al dente,
mm-hmm.
actually lower its glycemic index. The starch in it is absorbed more slowly, and it's better for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's true.
Huh.
And there's a knockout, just because it's simple and easy to do, a knockout fresh tomatillo guacamole.
Oh, guacamole's good. How do you make that? I mean, what do you put in yours? The healthy version, I should say.
Well, I think guacamole is healthy.
Yeah, guacamole is good.
But this guacamole doesn't have what some people add sour cream and olive oil and
mm-hmm.
and walnut oil to their guacamoles. My guacamole in this book, which I just loved making, has fresh tomatillos in it. A lot of people think they're related to tomatoes and they're green tomatoes, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're related to ground cherries. They have a husk on the outside. And if you look for the ones that are purple, they're kind of smoky in flavor. And that's what I really like to put in my guacamole, these halved, tart, slightly juicy, definitely crunchy, and really outstandingly beautiful purple tomatillos that are fresh, together with a couple cloves of garlic, some cilantro, and minced and seeded serrano chili pepper. You can use jalapeno if you like, but I like serrano because it's got this bright, clean, sharp, slightly citrusy heat that's a little like citrus.
Mm-hmm.
And I use Haas avocados because they are prevalent here in Southern California,
mm-hmm.
and also because their richness goes a long way.
Well, that sounds good, the guacamole. I think I'm going to make that. That sounds really good. I mean, I never made it with tomatillos, though. I don't even. Where do you even? You buy that in a? Where do you buy that?
You can get them in most supermarkets, and they're next to the tomatoes. If you don't have a really big supermarket with a Hispanic or Latino population near you, then it will be in an ethnic grocery store. In fact, I've even bought them in Thai markets in New York City. Because their tomatillos are used worldwide. I want to mention one other thing about this guacamole. It actually has dried oregano in it. Now, most people don't think of dried oregano as anything but yucky because it's powdery and stuff. But if you use a leaf of dried oregano and you crush it between your fingers, you actually release the aromatic oils, which, of course, add to satiety, how full you feel, how quickly you feel full, and how much this wonderful dish fills you up.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know that. It's good to know. And that's just by crushing the oregano that does that?
Yeah. Just between your fingers. Don't get the ground oregano. That's
right.
The powder. Get the leaf.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, good. And some power foods, if you had to name a few, what would be like your top power foods that everyone, or mostly everyone, should be eating?
Well, I think actually spices are one of the keys to real flavor. It's one of the reasons people don't have health food that they think is going to taste good. So I like, for example, cinnamon, one of the oldest spices, been used for millennia as medicine. It's as you know, a tree bark, but it actually there's some evidence that it may moderate the body's response to blood sugar by improving insulin sensitivity. And it can be added to chilies, it can be added to stews, of course it's added to cereals and desserts. I love using spices. Of course, it has no calories,
mm-hmm.
and they count anyway. And I really like lentils. Now, you might say, well, lentils are boring. They're brown, but they actually are.
They're brown.
They're red. They're green. Mm-hmm. They're black. They're white. And they have the second highest level of protein of any vegetable, second only to soybeans. So lentils are very easy to cook too. They don't take nearly as long as beans. They have very few calories, just 230 in a cup of cooked lentils. And for men out there, they reduce the risk of prostate cancer. The men who have the highest lentil intake, legume intake overall, legume, of course, is anything that comes in a pod,
mm-hmm.
38% reduced risk of prostate cancer compared with those of the lowest intake. Those are two. And you might even put them together and get a Moroccan tagine out of it. It's really, as long as you're doing your best, that's what counts. What we want is food that makes you feel full faster and that you have absolute control over. You don't have to be perfect. As long as you're doing your best, that's what counts.
I just want to ask you about the lentils. Is there a difference between baby lentils and the regular size lentils, or are they same?
I'm sure there's a difference in texture, mm-hmm. and how long you have to cook them. I don't know of a nutritional difference, although I would guess, based on our earlier conversation, that darker lentils probably have more antioxidants than lighter lentils.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about lentils, any lentil will do.
Okay. You make all the food sound so exotic, though. So it's that's a really good thing. It's really just healthy ingredients, but the way you describe it actually sounds really good. So thank you for that. And just to sum up quickly, for the listeners out there, to get them on the path to healthy eating, for preventing diseases, to staying really, really healthy, what should they do?
I think they should find a food lover's roadmap to preventing and controlling common health conditions. You know, eating right can be life-changing. And if you have healthy, easy, quick recipes, and you're doing a little more for yourself at home because eating out is getting more expensive, here are some ways to absorb more of the good things in what you eat, avoid some of the bad things that you ought not to be eating, and feel full and fully satisfied faster. It actually may even help you save money, because if you eat this food, it can help fill you up in ways that are good for you and be better tasting than you dreamed.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. LaPuma. Thanks so much. I want to mention the website again. It's chefmd.com. Don't forget to check that out. And Lifetime's What's Cooking with Chef MD. And the book again is Chef MD's Big Book of Culinary Medicine, A Food Lover's Roadmap to Losing Weight, Preventing Disease, and Getting Really Healthy. And it's, if you go to chefmd.com, there's links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble if anyone is interested. It's a great book. Tons of information. Check it out. Dr. LaPuma, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing your passion for food and medicine with the listeners and for your insight and expertise into healthy eating. And listeners, don't forget, if you have a health question, send it into healthin30.com. The experts will answer it. And send in your suggestions for future shows. If there's a health topic you want to know more about, contact us at healthin30.com. And for more info and upcoming shows, again, go to healthin30.com. Always take charge of your health. Speak up and ask questions. I'm Barbara Ficarra for Health in 30. Have a great week. Just a quick note, May is National Melanoma Skin Cancer Awareness Month. It's really important for skin checks. I received an email from a listener who was just recently diagnosed with malignant melanoma, stage 3C. This is really difficult for her, even though she's getting treatment. Just a reminder, do your skin checks. Check out your own skin. If you see anything out of the ordinary, get it checked. I'll have more info on this at healthin30.com as well. Everyone, stay safe. Have a great week. Be healthy. Eat healthy. Check out Chef MD's book. Really great stuff. Simple recipes, healthy food. Everyone have a great week. See you next week.
Nowhere to go. AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Those checks are going to be in the mail earlier than planned. The president.